Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Holiday travel crunch.
Plenty of time in case there's chaos. Always have a plan B.
Brittany Griner on trial in Russia.
It's unclear how long the trial will take. It could be weeks or months.
Cruise ship hits iceberg.
I could actually see the iceberg. It jarred the ship.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Gas prices are sky high. Flight schedules are a mess, but off we go. AAA predicts 48 million of us will hit the road or fly for the Independence Day holiday. CBS's Errol Barnett says some could be headed for trouble.
More crowded.
And people are testy.
Our flight is delayed, and so basically we're going to miss our second flight.
The planes are full. Absolutely full.
As Americans face hundreds of flight cancellations and thousands of delays,
typically, flying accounts for about 8 to 9% of the folks traveling. This year, it's only 7%.
AAA spokesman Andy Gross tells CBS News travel headaches and skyrocketing prices are likely deterring Americans from flying. The average lowest cost for airfare is up 14% from last year at $201 per ticket. Meanwhile, the number of Americans expected to drive for the holiday, 42 million, is an all-time record.
The urge to get out and go is overwhelming these high prices for everything.
Aaron Lyon, his wife Liz, and their 9-year-old daughter Angelina are in the middle of a nearly 2-week-long road trip. The Montana natives are headed for Mount Rushmore and say the drive is worth the price.
Family time is more important, making memories and taking her out to see the country, especially around 4th of July.
Weather could play a factor in a lot of travel plans today. Jen Carfagno of the Weather Channel has an eye on storms along the Gulf Coast.
A little bit of rain left into Houston, the biggest rain, the possible flash flooding in southern Louisiana. Then nationwide across the country today, we've got the chance of storms in the southeast. We do have the heat building in the northeast. That will be fueling the threat for thunderstorms that could bring severe weather.
A few hours ago, Brittany Griner entered a Russian courtroom for the start of her trial on cannabis charges. The WNBA star has been held for months since her airport arrest. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The conviction against Griner is all but a slam dunk. Russian courts have a less than 1% acquittal rate. A very brief appearance of Brittany Griner led in handcuffs to the courtroom this morning. Today, the judge probes the merits of the case and prosecutors lay out the charges, smuggling and transportation of cannabis. The WNBA star was arrested in February, allegedly caught with vape cartridges with traces of cannabis in her luggage. The State Department says Griner has been wrongfully detained and it's actively engaged in trying to get her home. Now, our colleagues in Moscow confirm representatives of the U.S. Embassy have arrived this morning, and they will be attending the trial. Griner's wife, other family members are not allowed.
In Ukraine, officials say at least 19 people were killed in Russian missile strikes on an apartment building and campsites near the coastal port Odessa. Here at home, a discovery in the basement of a Mississippi courthouse. A team searching for evidence about the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till in 1955 found an unserved warrant charging a white woman in connection with his kidnapping. Elmas Stockstill is the local county clerk.
I was excited, but I was also surprised. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack. I mean, and they absolutely had to really get lucky to find that. And when they did, I was just, wow.
The woman is still alive and in her 80s. Till family members have called for her arrest. But Till's cousin Wheeler Parker doesn't think anything will come of it.
And you feel so helpless and hoping that you can get some justice, because we certainly did not get it from the courts. We did not get it from America. And we're still not getting it even now.
The woman's husband and a relative were acquitted in the case by an all-white jury, but later told a reporter they were responsible for Till's death. A Democratic Senate candidate in Kentucky tweets President Biden is, quote, making a deal with the devil. The Louisville Journal-Courier reports Mr. Biden has agreed to nominate an anti-abortion Republican to a lifetime federal judgeship. Democrats who've expressed outrage say it's part of an apparent deal with Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
The Norwegian Sun cruise ship arrived yesterday in Seattle 5 days after hitting an iceberg off Alaska. Passenger Dave Morgan had a good look when it happened.
I could actually see the iceberg lifted out of the water and push off to the side of the ship and crash back down into the water. It jarred the ship.
The Norwegian Sun passed an inspection in Alaska before heading back to the lower 48 at lower speeds. One death and about two dozen hospital cases have been linked to a listeria outbreak. The CDC has not identified the food that might be spreading the bacteria. What is known is that all the people involved live in Florida or traveled there a month before they got sick. Just in time for the 4th, more sections of flood-damaged Yellowstone National Park are reopening tomorrow. As we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks, there have been a couple of dangerous encounters in the park this week.
For the second time in 3 days, a visitor has been gored by a bison. Park officials say this time it was a 71-year-old woman from Pennsylvania who got hurt. She and her daughter were walking back to their car when they ran into the big beast on a trail. The woman had to be taken to a hospital, but she is expected to be okay. Monday, a man from Colorado got gored saving his son. He's also recovering.
The Texas Tribune reports the State Board of Education has been asked by 9 people to alter the slavery story in second grade social studies curriculum, changing the term to involuntary relocation. The board is considering changes under a new law that can eliminate topics from schools that make students feel discomfort.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
A new craft beer may be hard for some people to swallow.
Singapore's new brew is a blonde ale made from recycled sewage water. The island nation is heavily dependent on rainfall because it lacks natural water sources. Long dry spells put it at risk of severe shortages. The new beer is a spin-off of New Water. It's a plain old water drink introduced almost 20 years ago using a process that weeds out microscopic particles and bacteria from sewage water before it's disinfected with ultraviolet rays. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Nothing can be more frustrating in sports than seeing a great soccer play ruined by an offsides call. New technology will be deployed at the World Cup later this year to help fans understand the calls better. Multiple cameras will track player movements and a sensor will be inside the ball. 3D images will be shown on stadium screens. The latest California earthquake is rocking college sports, as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Two sports powerhouses in college football are ready to bolt their current conference.
Touchdown, UCLA!
UCLA and Southern Cal are finalizing plans to leave the Pac-12 conference and move to the Big Ten. It would have major ramifications, especially to college football. It's all about money, TV money. The Big Ten's on the verge of signing a new contract that could be worth $1 billion. UCLA and SC would be able to grab part of that pie.
Our football hero is our own Paul Ferry, marking 20 years at the helm, producing the World News Roundup, America's longest-running network newscast. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.